It's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meeks, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, Agatha has served lunch, and Uncle Louie has enjoyed it. Right now, we find him out in front of the little white house with the green shutters, soaking up sunshine.
Take me out to the ball game, Jay. Hey, Peggy, hurry up. We don't want to be late for the game.
My head. Do you like it there, Uncle Louis?
Yeah, Nishi. Seems like a nice place for it.
Yeah. My, you two are certainly getting an early start.
Oh, hi, Aggie.
The baseball game doesn't start for another hour.
Well, I figured that Peggy and me, we might pass some interesting-looking hamburger joints on the way to the ballpark.
Hamburger
joints? But, Louis, you just ate.
Yeah, well, so what? I could use something to settle my lunch, couldn't I? All right, hop in the car, Peggy.
Okay. Oh, what time are you to be home, Louis?
Well, it's a doubleheader today between the Summerdale Dragons and Civic Center White Sox, so won't be too late, sis. Probably about 6:30.
All right. But drive carefully.
You know me, sis.
Oh, gosh, I'm thrilled. Oh, baseball is a wonderful game.
Yeah, sure is.
The crowd.
The peanuts.
The excitement.
The popcorn.
The umpire yelling, play ball!
And the bender yelling, red hot!
Oh, don't you love the game?
Love it? I could eat it up. Well, here we go.
Bye, Mother.
Well, goodbye, Peggy.
So long, Aggie. Have a good dinner. I'll be strong.
Goodbye, Louie. Goodbye. Have a good time. Oh, I do hope it was all right to let Louie take the car without asking Mortimer's permission. Well, there they go around the corner. Too late now.
Eh? What's too late now, Agatha?
Mortimer. Mortimer Meeks.
Yeah, right. The first time. Give the little lady a great big kiss. Yeah. Ain't you want to try for two?
Oh, you silly. Yeah. Mortimer, what are you doing here?
Well, I live here.
But this time of day.
Mr. Barker gave me the afternoon off.
Oh, what a wonderful man.
So he could make me work tonight instead.
Oh, what a terrible man.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the office at 5 o'clock, and then I've got to go over to Summerdale with Mr. Barker to see a very important client. And right now, I think I'll go in the house and take a little nap.
But why do you have to go to Summerdale?
Because Mr. Barker's car broke down.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I've got to drive Mr. Barker to Summerdale in our car.
Our car?
Yes, and we've got to be in Summerdale at exactly 6 o'clock. This client we're going to see is a very punctual man. If we're a minute late, Mr. Barker says we'll lose his business.
But if you have to be in Summerdale at 6... You'll have to leave Civic Center by 5.
Well, I think that'll give us enough time if the car holds up. Well, Agatha, what's the matter? You look pale.
Mortimer, would you like a glass of lemonade to cool you off?
Well, why? I'm not very warm.
You will be. You see, Mortimer, we don't have a car.
Well, in that case, I can't drive Mr. Barker to Mr. Barker. What? What do you mean we don't have a car? Well, of course we have a car. It's right back there in the garage.
No, it isn't.
It isn't? You mean it's been stolen?
No. Louie and Peggy took it to the baseball game.
The baseball game?
The Summerdale Dragons and the Civic Center White Sox.
The what?
A doubleheader.
But Aggie...
They'll be back at 6:30.
Oh, no. If I don't have the car at the office by 5 to pick up Barker, I'll be fired.
Mortimer, if I'd only known. What are we going to do?
Well, first of all, how about that glass of lemonade you were going to fix me?
Lemonade? But what for?
To wash down those 6 aspirin tablets I'm going to take. I feel a headache coming on. Louie. I'd like to hammer out the anvil chorus on that hammerhead's head with a sledgehammer.
Now, I'll bet you ladies agree that it's a lot more fun to go to a bridge club or any kind of a meeting when you have a particularly interesting bit of news to tell. Isn't that true? Well, next time there's a get-together, just bring All Sweet Margarine into the conversation, and you'll have the news scoop of the hour. Of course, All Sweet's delicate natural flavor has made it so tremendously popular that many of your fellow club members are probably well acquainted with it. But you'll surely want to spread the word, as well as All Sweet, among friends who haven't discovered its delicious, nutritious goodness. Just tell them how extra luscious piping hot vegetables are when they're drenched with the rich golden goodness of All Sweet. And don't forget to mention that All Sweet is really at its most delicious best when spread thick on hot bread or toast. That All Sweet actually doubles the food energy of bread. And that there are at least 15,000 units of vitamin A in every glorious pound of All Sweet. Yes, you'll be doing all those good friends a wonderful favor when you tip them off to All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Here we are at the ballpark. Do you think we should go in and look for Louie and Peggy?
Heavens, no. There'd be too big a crowd. We'd never find them.
If we could just find the weenie man, he'd lead us to Louie like a shot.
Why bother? You have your own set of car keys, so we'll go to the parking lot and look for the car.
Yeah. It's right over here, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all those cars.
Well, there's nothing to do but go at it systematically. Come on.
Oh, but Mortimer, there's so many cars. We'll be here for hours.
Look, Agatha, either we start looking for our car or I start looking for a new job.
Well, maybe a new job would be easier to find. But... Mortimer, look over there.
But the car. Oh, boy, this is a break. Come on, come on.
But Mortimer, what'll Louie think when he comes out of the ball game and finds the car gone? His heart will be in his mouth.
Yeah, well, don't worry. He can push it down with some Cracker Jack.
Oh, poor Louie. I can't help worrying. My poor little baby brother.
Oh, gee, Uncle Louie, the game is about to start. Are you sure the tickets aren't in your pocket?
Positive, Nishi. I must have left them in the car.
Look through your pockets again.
Okay. All right, you hold the stuff as I haul it out. Here.
What's this?
Oh, that's a ham and cheese and peanut butter sandwich to fill in until the candy butcher gets around to us. Now, let me see. Hey, what's this? Oh, yeah. A check for a free hamburger at the pool room. Parking tag, key ring, paper clips, bent nail puzzle. That's all.
Oh, gosh, Uncle Louie, I guess you don't have the tickets in your pocket after all.
It doesn't look like it, no.
Should I take a peek inside that sandwich?
Oh, this is no time for joking, D.C.
Well, here we are at the parking lot. Let's take a look in the car.
Yeah, say, that could be. The car's right on... Hey, that's funny.
Well, what, Uncle Louie, the car?
It's gone.
That's right. You parked it exactly here. Oh, what could have happened to it?
Peggy, the car's been stolen. Stolen by a thief.
Oh, this is terrible. What will Daddy say? Uncle Louie, what are we going to do?
We gotta get to a telephone, D.C., and report this to the police.
Oh, thank heaven we found the car right away.
Now, stop worrying, Mortimer. Everything's all right. And you still have over 2 hours before you have to meet Mr. Barker and drive him to Summerdale.
I hate to think of what Barker would have done if I hadn't been able to get there with the car. Listen.
There's a motorcycle policeman coming up behind us.
Yeah, must be after somebody up ahead. It couldn't be us. We're only doing 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, he's right alongside of us. Mortimer, look, he's waving at us.
Yeah. Friendly fellow, isn't he?
Perhaps I should wave back at him.
Well, surely, dear. I think it's always nice to be neighborly.
Okay, you pull over.
Huh? Is he talking to us, dear?
Yes, he said to pull over.
Pull over? Well, I wonder what he wants.
You'd better stop, Mortimer.
Yeah, all right. I'm stopping, dear.
Oh, Mortimer, look.
What?
The policeman's drawing his gun.
Hey, my gracious, what do you suppose is the matter?
Okay, buddy, get out of that car and come out with your hands up.
My hands up?
That's what I said, and tell your ma to get out, too.
Oh, get out, ma. Hey, my ma.
Well, of all
the... Now, just a minute, officer. There must be some mistake.
You bet there is, and you made it. We're tough on car thieves here in Civic Center, mister.
Car thieves?
Mortimer.
Okay, mister, get out of that car.
Oh, wait, but you're wrong, officer. I didn't steal this car.
Of course he didn't.
You took this car off the baseball parking lot less than 15 minutes ago, didn't you?
Well, yes.
That's all I wanted to know.
But I own this car. It's mine.
Don't try to kid me. If it's your car, why'd you steal it?
Because that's the only way I could get it. Yeah, I didn't steal it. I just took it.
Oh, a confession.
Now, look here, officer.
Never mind that. Keep quiet.
No, you don't. I'm a free citizen, and I have my rights, and I don't have to keep quiet.
Keep quiet, Mortimer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, dear.
Officer, this car belongs to my husband, and he can prove it.
Oh, yeah?
Go ahead, Mortimer. Show him your identification, your driver's license.
Yes, all right. Here they are, right.
Well?
Oh, my gracious. Mortimer, what is it?
I left my wallet and all my identification in my other shoe.
Oh, Mortimer, now what are we going to do?
But I can't go to jail. I've got to drive Mr. Barker over to Summerdale.
Officer, will you please move away? You're obstructing traffic.
What? What did you say?
Mortimer, look.
Oh, Dr. Furnish, Peggy's teacher.
We're saved. Officer, that man can tell you who my husband is.
Oh, he can, huh? Hey, you. Come here.
I'm Dr. Furnish. Is this a business?
anything I can do for you, officer?
Yeah. Who is this guy I'm talking to?
Don't you know?
If I knew, I wouldn't be asking you.
Well, if you don't know, why don't you ask him? He probably knows.
Now, look, all I
know, want... Dr. Furmish, you know me.
Do I?
Of course you do, Doctor. This is my husband, Mortimer.
How do you do, Mortimer? I'm glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Oh, Doctor, look, tell the policeman who I am.
Oh, dear, then you don't know. Amnesia. What a pity.
Okay, we've had enough of this. You're going to jail, brother.
But...
this guy doesn't know you from Adam.
Adam? I thought the lady said his name was Mortimer.
No.
Never mind. Where he's going, he won't need a name. He'll have a nice big number. Come on, you.
Well, so this is what the front of a police station looks like.
Oh, Doctor, if you just hadn't forgotten Mortimer's name, everything would have been all right. Now he's in jail. Dr. Furmish, why are you so absent-minded?
I've often wondered about that. Do you suppose it has anything to do with the fact that I have a poor memory?
Well, I can't go home and leave Mortimer here in jail. What am I going to do?
Wait, I just remembered something.
Really? What?
Corpus delicti.
What are you talking about?
Something I recall from my law school days. Corpus delicti. The existence of the essential fact or facts which prove the commission of a crime, as the finding of stolen goods on the person of an alleged thief.
Doctor, what are you saying?
In other words, if the stolen car was stolen from the police, how could the police ever prove that the stolen car had ever been stolen in the first place? Or that Mr. Meek had ever stolen the stolen car?
Dr. Furmish, do you feel all right?
In short, what if I should take Mr. Meek's car from out in front of the police station and park it in the next block? Then would not the police think the stolen car was stolen from the man who stole it? And with the stolen car stolen, they'd have to release the man who stole it?
Well, we've got to get Mortimer out of jail somehow.
That's what I said, is it not?
You did? Why, of course. Oh, Doctor, you're wonderful.
The police station is just down to the next block, Nisha. Perhaps the police have recovered Morty's car already.
Oh, I hope they have. That would be real luck. I won't be able to face Daddy if they haven't.
Well, don't worry about it. Hey, Peggy, look.
What?
Over there.
Why, that looks like Morty's car.
It is Morty's car. Well, what do you know? Yeah, what do you think of that? Here it is parked within a block of the police station.
The person who stole it must have left it here.
Yeah, come on. Let's get back to the ball game. We're behind 5 innings and 6 bags of popcorn by this time.
Oh, but shouldn't we go tell the police we found the car?
Why bother? Police are busy enough as it is.
Well, all right, if you say so.
All right, hop in, Nicky.
Okey-doke.
I'll go around the other side.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, hello, officer. What's the matter?
You the driver of this car?
Sure, why?
Don't you know it's against the law to park next to the fire plugs?
But I...
Now, don't give me any argument. The chief's got a drive on against you law-breaking automobile drivers. About time, too.
Oh, but officer...
Arguing, eh? Giving guys like you a ticket never does any good. Well, the police station's just down on the next block. I think I'll just run you in to have a little talk with a sergeant. Come on.
But, officer, wait...
Uncle Louie, now we're really in for it. What'll Daddy say when he finds out we've been arrested? He always says no member of the Meek family has ever been in jail.
Speaking of jail, I've never had a more perfect lead into a commercial. If your dining room seems like a prison these lovely summer evenings, how about having supper out the yard, on the terrace, or under the trees? And remember, out-of-door eating has a new fascination when it's possible to keep certain of the foods piping hot. So, if you're fortunate enough to have an old-fashioned chafing dish in the attic or are able to buy one of the newfangled modern heated casseroles, do so by all means. It'll repay you 100-fold for all the trouble and expense. And for the christening of your chafing dish or casserole, serve fresh asparagus this particularly tempting way. It's really a whole meal by itself and something your whole family will enjoy. Now, here's all you do. Hard cook at least one egg for each person and steam or boil a generous amount of asparagus. Remember, this is the meal, so cook plenty of asparagus. Then melt a quarter to a half pound of all sweet margarine. I know that sounds like a lot, but my, oh my, how delicious it is poured over the asparagus and chopped hard cooked egg. Serve while piping hot and garnish with crisp slices of Swiss premium bacon. Mmm. And say, here's news you're sure to welcome. When eating out of doors these warm evenings, AllSweet is really a blessing. On the table, in neat brick shape, or cut in serving cubes, it's ready and waiting for those hot rolls or slices of sandwich bread. AllSweet doesn't melt down and run off the plate before the meal is over. It stays firm and sweet and spreadable, as good to look at as it is to eat. And if your plans are for spreading those rolls or making the sandwiches in the house before the diners gather, notice how easily All Sweet spreads, even when taken directly from the refrigerator. No crumbling or tearing the bread. No lumping in spots. All Sweet spreads way to the edge. Spreads that delicate, natural flavor to every single bite. Put All Sweet margarine at the top of your shopping list today. It'll be tops with all your guests, both young and old.
But, Officer, we didn't park the car next to this fire plug.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose you're going to tell me the fire plug is only an ornamental brooch on the curbstone.
No, now listen. The car was parked by the plug by the man who stole it.
Stole what? The fire plug?
No, the car.
What man was that?
How should I know?
Well, now, how do you know he stole it?
Because we went to the baseball game, don't you see?
Oh.
And I lost the ticket.
Yeah, I see how that could be.
And the car was taken from the parking lot.
What in heaven's name is a parking lot in a baseball game got to do with a fire plug?
Well, I'll explain.
Never mind. Quiet. Silence. Make a gibbering idiot out of me. Now, just come along quietly.
Just a minute, officer. Look at that fire plug again.
What about it?
Say, there's a sign on this side. It says, out of order.
Well,
if it's out of order, how can we do any harm by parking next to it? It's not really a fire plug if it won't work now, is it?
A plug is a plug.
What a bet.
And get in trouble with the sergeant? If he should hear I made one little bet.
Oh, we won't tell him if we don't have to.
I don't believe you.
Try us.
Try it. Look, don't let me catch you asking the sergeant even the time of day.
Where is this sergeant?
Now, none of that, wise guy, none of that. Now get, scram, off my beat and stay off before I go completely nuts.
I still don't understand how you got me out of jail like this.
Well, I'm not quite sure I understand it myself, dear.
No.
And neither does the sergeant. But he wanted to get us out of there before Dr. Furmish drove him crazy.
Yeah, well, everything's all right. I'll pick up the car and meet Mr. Barks. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, dear?
I thought you said the car was parked in the next block.
Well, it is.
Look down the street. There isn't a car in sight.
Oh!
Dr. Furmish, are you sure you parked the car in this block?
Yes, I'm sure I did. I remember parking it right by that fire plug. I did that so I wouldn't forget where I put it, you know.
Well, what's happened to it, Sagittarius?
The car must have been stolen.
Stolen?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're not too disappointed about not going back to the ball game, are you, Uncle Louie?
By now they've probably run out of mustard anyway.
Well, I really think we should be getting home before anything else happens to us.
Hey. Look at that big sign.
Hmm?
It says, stop.
Stop?
Yeah. Stop here for the biggest beef burger in Civic Center for 10 cents.
Uncle Louie, you're not going to stop, are you?
Why not? You got 10 cents, ain't you?
Oh, Uncle Louie, be careful. The car behind you.
Oh. That guy deliberately hit me from behind. I'll tell this guy off good. This'll cost him.
Uncle Louie, look, it's Dr. Furmy.
Yeah, and, that it all. Morty and Agatha.
Oh.
Hi, folks.
Louie, how is the car? Is it hurt badly?
Nah, we just bumped bumpers, that's all.
Well, thank heaven for that.
Hey, Morty, why ain't you at work? You better not let Barker catch you playing hooky, or you'll get fired.
Louie, I want to talk to you.
Mortimer, put down that jack handle.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yes, dear.
Now, Mortimer, you've got to hurry if you're going to meet Mr. Barker at 5. Now, you take our car, and Dr. Furmish will drive Peggy, Louie, and me home. Go on, Mortimer.
I'm going.
And don't forget to put on your glasses. You know you can't drive without your glasses.
My glasses. Where are my glasses? Well, I had them in my hand just a minute ago.
Oh.
Look over there on the pavement, Morty. Isn't that a part of them?
What? Part of them?
And here's another piece, Father.
Oh, Mortimer. They're broken.
Now what am I going to do? I can't drive without my glasses. And if I can't drive without my glasses, I can't take Mr. Barker to Summerdale. I can't. Oh, why does everything happen to me?
Well, Jay, don't you have a spare pair of glasses at home?
That's right, Mortimer. You do.
Yeah, well, come on, then. Let's go get them. Hey, you drive, Louie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Louie.
Yeah?
Try to keep your eyes on the road and your mind off of your stomach. Agatha, Agatha, have you found him yet?
Oh, no, dear, I haven't, and I've looked all over the house for that spare pair of glasses.
Well, we've got to keep looking. Mr. Barker's expecting me to pick him up at the office any minute. Who could that be?
Well, I'll...
No, I'll answer it, Agatha. Hello, Mortimer Meek speaking.
Meek, this is Easy Pinch, Chief of Police of Civic Center.
Chief of Police? Yes, sir?
Meek, I'm sending Officer Glancy and the squad over to your home to talk about that stolen car.
Yeah, but I was just going out
for
and...
For your own good, Meek. I'd advise you to be home when they get there. I make that request in the name of the law, do you understand?
Yes, sir, but
all
the car...
Right. They'll be there in a few minutes. Goodbye.
Who was that on the telephone, Mortimer?
The Chief of Police.
The Chief of Police? What did he want?
He's sending a squad over to talk to me about that car I stole.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. You can't steal your own car.
Yeah, I know it, and you know it, but I don't think the chief of police knows it. Look, Agatha, I've got to get out of here.
Now, Mortimer, you can't run away from the law.
Well, I've got to find those glasses and run as far as Summerdale with Mr. Barker. Oh, it'll be bad enough to go back to jail, but it'll even be worse if I lose my job on top of it. You know, Agatha, once I thought I had a chance, maybe a little chance, to be a big success. Yes, but that was before I met your baby brother, Louis.
Let us see. I've got onion, pickle, relish, tomato, ham, cheese, bologna, liver, sausage, and sardines, and... Well, I gotta make a pretty good sandwich.
Uncle Louie, what are you doing in the icebox?
You're
supposed to be looking for Father's glasses.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, D.C.
You're looking for them in the icebox?
Yeah. People leave their glasses in the strangest places sometimes.
And what are you doing with that armful of food?
I had to take the food out of the icebox to see if the glasses were in there.
You can put them right back. The glasses have been found.
Oh, they have? Hey, that's swell.
Uncle Louie, look out. The train is slipping.
Catch that rope.
Uncle Louie, now look what you've done. Look down there.
Where?
Right between the liver sausage and the mustard.
Oh, my gosh. How did that happen?
Oh, I dropped them when I tried to keep the food from falling. Now Daddy's spare pair of glasses are broken, too. And he won't be able to drive Mr. Barker anyway.
Get you another cold towel for your head, dear. No, thanks, Agatha. Just call Mr. Barker and tell him I can't drive him to Summerdale.
Oh, dear.
Yeah? And after he fires me, ask him to send my final paycheck to the county jail.
The police squad should be here any minute.
Oh, gee, Daddy, this is all my fault. If I hadn't broken your spare pair of glasses, this never would have happened.
Mortimer, they just can't put you in jail for stealing your own car. Isn't there any justice in the world?
Yes, dear, there is. After I'm in jail, Louie will have to go to work. And that makes going to jail almost a pleasure.
Listen. The squad car.
Oh, my.
They're coming up on the porch. It's the motorcycle policeman who arrested you, Mortimer.
Oh, Mortimer Meek, jailbird. Prisoner number 1313, a public enemy. Oh, the disgrace of it.
Shall I let them in, Mortimer?
Yes, dear, I'm ready. I'll face them like a brave man.
Now, Mortimer, let's not carry this too far.
Mrs. Meek?
Yes?
I've come to get your husband.
I know. Come in.
Wait out here, boys.
All right. I'll go quietly, officer.
Meek, you were arrested this afternoon for stealing a car.
Yes, sir.
That was a big mistake, Meek.
Yes, I know. Mistakes just shouldn't happen. How much do you think I'll get, officer?
Well, that depends. You could get a lot.
How much is a lot, officer?
Well, Mrs. Meek, I'd say a lot would be around, $20,000.
$20,000? I couldn't pay a fine like that.
A fine?
Yes.
I'm not talking about a fine. I'm talking about our mistake.
Huh?
And about the money you could collect from the city of Civic Center for false arrest.
False arrest?
If you weren't such a reasonable man and such a good citizen.
What?
You mean you didn't come here to arrest Mortimer?
Arrest him? No, really.
All a mistake, eh?
I came here to take you down to the city hall, Mr. Meek. The mayor wants to apologize to you personally on behalf of the city.
Apologize to me?
Yes, for the embarrassment we caused you.
And we hope that you'll see fit to release the city from all possible claims for false arrest. Forget the whole thing, if you would.
Well, yes, of course, it was a mistake all around. Either don't mention it.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Mr. Meek.
But isn't there something the Civic Center Police Department can do to show its appreciation?
No, I don't think so. Wait a minute. Hey, well, what time is it?
It's 25 minutes after 5. Why?
Well, you see, officer, Mortimer has to drive his boss over to Summerdale by 6 o'clock, or he'll lose his job.
Summerdale by 6? Well, look, Mr. Meek, the chief's car's outside. Now, if we use the siren all the way to Summerdale, I think maybe we can make it by 6 o'clock.
Mortimer!
Oh, my gracious.
We'll just give you a motorcycle escort, though, to be sure, okay?
Oh, my goodness. People will think Mr. Barker is the president of the United States.
Won't he love it?
Oh, Daddy, when you drive up to his office, he'll probably just stare at you with his mouth open and not be able to say a word.
Yeah, well, that I'll have to see. I mean, here. It'll be the first time he's ever been in a condition like that. Let's go, officer.
The Meeks will be back with us in just a moment, but right now it's time for me to tell you ladies about the delicious, delectable, really delightful goodness of All Sweet margarine. But there are so many praises to bestow on All Sweet that I just don't know where to begin. Whether you melt its rich, golden goodness over vegetables or use it with your favorite recipes, All Sweet has the most marvelous way of enhancing flavor every time. And just wait till you spread All Sweet smooth, wholesome goodness on bread, or pancakes, or waffles. Mmm. That delicate, natural flavor just lifts those good foods clear out of this world. Now, All Sweet is so wonderfully economical that you can be as lavish with it as you please. And there's as much grand nutrition in All Sweet that you'll want to use it generously. Yes, there are at least 15,000 units of essential vitamin A in every single pound of gloriously good All Sweet. So for a table spread and cooking aid that always fills the bill, remember All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, Daddy, it's beautiful.
Mortimer,
it is.
Let me see what it says on it. Oh, Special Officer, Civic Center Police Department. Hey, how about that?
Well, it's nothing, really. The chief insisted that I take it.
Oh.
He swore me in, too, just like a regular policeman.
Oh, boy. Wait till the gang down at the pool hall see me flash that star around. They're sure going to have respect.
Lori. This star makes me responsible for law enforcement. Among the city statutes, there is one that calls for the arrest of vagrants without visible means of support.
Oh, gosh, Morty, you would...
I swore to enforce the laws.
Oh, but, Morty,
Louis, the grass needs cutting, and the hedges need to be pruned. Well?
Okay, I'm going.
Hey, just a minute. Respect for the law, Louis. Yes, sir, officer.
Yes, sir, officer.
Meet the Meeks, stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed and produced by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meeks. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.